The rock star.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Mac Show. I'm Jeff Gamet. I am your interim host, and we'll just start off the show right now with introductions because we have a very special guest team with us today. We have Team Cindy and their chauffeur, some guy named Chuck. Team Cindy, how are you?
We're great. How are you?
Doing well, and I feel like it's a very special treat that you're helping us just kick off the show today.
Happy to be here.
Awesome. And keep your driver in line. I've heard about that guy.
Yeah.
Now, come on. Don't abuse the hired help.
It's all I've got, Chuck. Yeah, with them is Chuck, and apparently today he is a driver and not a regular show participant, but that's okay. Callum, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's been a really busy week. It's been stock take week, so I've done a lot of running around and finding bits and moving bits from where they shouldn't be to where they should be and tracking stuff down and why it's gone missing and stuff like that. So a lot of running around, but all done now, so... happy about that, to be honest. So it's good.
Awesome.
It's Friday, so
that's right. Better. It's Friday. Yep. And Dave, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. It is Friday. It's been a busy week for me as well. All kinds of fun stuff going on, but glad to be here and glad to see Team Cindy too.
That's right. Well, I just want to jump into stuff right away before we end up losing Team Cindy at some point, which is not a passive aggressive way of telling you to leave the show. Just I anticipate since you're on a phone, at some point we may lose the signal. How about if we start, Callum? You have a Mac Studio, so let's do an unboxing and talk about this thing.
Chuck's face.
We got Chuck's attention.
Chuck,
eyes on the road,
over.
Chuck. Eyes on the road.
Let's move this down a little bit so you can actually see it. So we have already opened it because we needed to because it was a customer's. But I'll pop it back in its box so you can see what we saw, which is that. Oh, I'll put it back and the way it opens. Push him out like that.
Look at it that. Just lifts. Well-designed box.
Yeah. Really lovely. You have the cable in the bottom, which is braided, which is nice. So, which is a little bit different.
Yeah, doing that coiled, braided packaging.
Yeah.
That's showing up more and more in Apple gear.
So you can see it there, all its ports on the back, on the front. And then it compared with an older Mac Mini. So you can see the size difference.
Size.
Yeah.
There's like three of them.
It's got a
almost.
Big head, basically. Yeah. So I think it is just over two. So there you go. It's very nice to use, obviously. The customer didn't want the display, which I kind of understand, to be honest. There it is. Beautifully made. I can't really say a lot else. Other than that, it's a really amazing product. And there you go.
Flip it back over to the bottom side. Is that a Kensington lock slot on the bottom?
Looks like it.
Looks like it, yeah.
Okay, nice. On
there. How would you do that if it's under the bottom of the...
The same way you charge your Magic Mouse.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. That looks like a Magic Mouse thing there.
Well, obviously, it's going to sit up on its bottom slightly because of how
it is raised up a little bit. That's true.
Yeah, so
but Kensington locks, aren't they?
They could be a little longer.
They're a little bit thicker than that, I think.
Well, maybe they want you to put it on its side, which I don't understand why they would, but who knows. It's lovely. And for anyone wondering, the model number is A2615.
What's the spec on that one?
This one, it's just the base processor with a terabyte SSD.
16 gigs, RAM.
Yeah, 16 gigs are standard. Doesn't have the M1 Ultra, just the M1 Max.
And M1 Max. More than sufficient.
Yes, absolutely. Considering the customer was going from a 2013, 2017 driver.
Oh, wow.
They're going to see the difference ever so slightly.
What did they get, the monitor too, or they just got...
No, they didn't. They didn't go for the cinema display. They, I think we're supplying them with a third party. Just move that back up, because, well, the expensive. Obviously, one of these is already more expensive than a 27-inch new was. So, they've gone for third party monitors.
So. Yeah, smart display, 1500, 1600. So,
hey Cal, are you surprised by the weight of the studio?
Yes, in the sense that it's quite light.
Really?
You expect a lot more weight to it. In my opinion, it doesn't feel that proportionally different to a Mac Mini. Obviously, you can feel the difference in the aluminium case, but it's not a real lump. You can hold it quite happily one-handed and play catch with it, which we've done in the office.
I asked because, believe it or not, I got to handle one at the Apple Store in Augusta earlier this week.
Sure.
I picked it up. I was surprised. As chunky as it looks, it doesn't feel that heavy.
Yeah, that was exactly the thought process we all had. Even sort of carrying the box, we were all thinking, oh my God, this is going to be an absolute lump of a machine, but obviously Apple package things very well, especially something this expensive, and by the time we got it out, we thought, oh, okay, and we were actually looking in the box to make sure we didn't leave anything in there, so because of how heavy it was. Completely agree there. It is surprisingly light for the size of the thing.
All right, Callum, have you tried to open it up yet?
Not on a customer's, no. We don't want to avoid their Apple warranty. As much as I want to, that wouldn't be the wisest thing to do. But
wisdom get in the way of a really cool thing.
Just having a look at it, there's a rubber bezel on the bottom that might come off the screws underneath.
Okay, pull it off.
No. No. It also might be that gap for that lock you mentioned. It might be something in there, because there is a gap going all the way around. The unfortunate thing with this, looking at it, I wouldn't want to try and pry it around here because this is metal, and that's going to scratch terribly. But I'd have to look at a tear down. I'm not sure if there is one yet. I think we're one of the, because I ordered it. I sat there refreshing Apple's page to try and get it on pre-order. So.
Well, there are a couple people that have torn theirs open so that they could look and see what they could swap out inside. And yeah, the screws are under that rubber gasket.
Right. Okay. There you go. Good guess. It's almost like I've done it before.
It's almost like that.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. So I can't imagine it's going to be too difficult to fix. The Mac Mini was renowned for its simplicity even by Apple standards. So. I can't imagine it's going to be too different inside, just a lot more fans and a lot more cooling. So, would be my guess.
Hey guys, we're going to sign off. We're getting into some traffic here. Cal, whenever you have a chance, you could just box that up and send it to the chauffeur, the chauffeur care of Team Cindy.
Yeah. Not a problem, Chuck. I'm sure you'll get it to where it needs to go. Yeah.
Safe travels, Chuck.
Yeah.
Thanks. All right. Team Cindy, great to see you.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, and you too, Chuck.
You too, thanks, Jeff.
Give me a minute while I pop this back in its bottles.
All right. Well, I'll consider that the most exciting unboxing I've ever been able to participate in, but that's only because Team Cindy was here with us.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yep. All right. Well, then we might as well hop on to our next story, which is Apple has announced WWDC 2022. And Cal, you couldn't hear us. I just realized.
Sorry.
So anyhow, I was going to come up with a really funny joke about how you missed something that was really critical and now you're screwed, but it's still early. And
a critical update, but Mission did it.
Yes, you missed the critical update. No, what you missed is that I said, hey, WWDC, it's happening June 6th through the 10th. And so once again, this event is going to be remote, which to me makes sense because even though we'd love for the pandemic to not really be a thing anymore, it's still a thing. And they are going to do a small in-person thing. And from what I understand, this is just on the first day. So a small group of people get to be in person to watch the keynote and the State of the Union events. So I'm assuming that means that they're putting up a big screen somewhere and letting everyone watch the videos, because of course this is not going to be done live. Apple has shown that they can really do their events by pre-recording and editing and having a lot of polish. So hit me, what do you see coming?
I think as Mac Rumors have said, I think definitely a new Mac OS release or mentioned and talked about. I don't think it's going to be released for a short while. I think iOS 16 as well. I think we could also see a lot of tweaking put in, and maybe even quite a significant mention for AirTags. I know we've talked about it a lot, but there's been a lot of stuff going on around them. So I think we could even see something software-based directly addressing a security issue with those potentially. I don't think we'll see any hardware, to be honest, with the last one being sort of relatively, you know, a sort of relatively short period ago. I could be wrong, but I think Apple have pretty much said themselves there's only one more thing to come to fill out the M1 line, and I think that'll come at a later point, I think.
Yeah, but it's also possible that, you know, even though Apple did in the earlier spring event they said the Mac Pro is coming, that they teased us, but I don't know. I think it's too soon to
agree
for them to just have a machine like ready to go. If we remember correctly, how long it took between the trash can Mac Pro to the current Mac Pro till they got it. So they might delay that. I mean, the current line with this, with that Mac Studio you have there is, I think, is going to be it's kind of a game changer for the pros. I mean, they don't have to spend the gobs of money for those Mac Pros. And, you know, I mean, unless it's a really specially niche need, you know, because some people are paying $10,000 for a Mac Pro, where these, even the M1 Max and the M1 Ultra would be more than sufficient. I mean, people are already saying that the M1 Max and the M1 Ultra, there really wasn't, they didn't notice a huge difference between the two. So I'd be surprised if, WWDC has always been really known to not announce any hardware. It's a software conference, and everybody likes to speculate it, but I think for sure I'm pretty confident that it's going to be all software.
Well, when Apple announces or talks about hardware at WWDC, by the way, I just really can't bring myself to call it dub. So
I'm the same way. People say it, and all of our friends say it, and it's like dub. No, it's WWDC. Come on.
There you go. Yep. So hardware, WWDC. My take is Apple shows off hardware at that event if the hardware is directly relevant to developers. And for example, when Apple was showing off new Apple TVs at WWDC, it's because they were releasing the developer kit. And I think if they talk about the upcoming Mac Pro at WWDC this year, it will be because they are going to show us a preview to get an idea of what developers will get with this new computer. But I'm not convinced that's going to happen. And Dave, you hit it because we are still so close to the Mac Studio launch that announcing the new Mac Pro, just it feels kind of weird. Like that would be an announcement that would potentially stall Mac Studio sales. So I'm not, I'll actually be kind of surprised if we have that, which I'm assuming now when we do our keynote poker for that event, someone is going to have the new Mac Pro on their bet list.
You may.
Yeah. Now, as far as operating systems go, of course, we'll see a preview of Mac OS 16. Wait, 13? Crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it'd be iOS and iPad OS 16.
Right.
Yeah.
TVOS. Yep. And my take, and feel free to correct me if you think I'm wrong. My take is that this is going to be more of a polish it up year as opposed to introduce tons of new stuff here. And I think we're going to see tighter integration with the way you can use your iOS and your macOS devices together. So there'll be some sort of building on top of what we're doing with universal control. And it will get us closer to the idea that Steve Jobs had going back to the Mac days, but very much so in his days with Next, where your data and your apps are your data and your apps. And all that's really changing is the piece of glass you're looking at any given time. So I can access all of my stuff from whatever device I'm on. And it just becomes this very seamless thing. So moving between my Mac and my iPad Pro will be a very smooth and transparent thing. And it's just really, I'm looking at a big screen while I'm working on things versus a small screen while I'm working on things. And then, of course, there'll be some interface changes because I'm either working with a touch interface or keyboard and mouse interface.
Mm-hmm. I think you've pretty much, you know, taken the words right out of my mouth there. I think this is going to be very much more a sort of, I always think about the Sierra, high Sierra two operating systems. It was basically, we'll bring out two in succession. We won't really change the name and we'll just polish the features up and we'll make it run a bit smoother and sort of, you know, change it to work with APFS basically. I think that is what this OS is going to be. It's not going to be anything groundbreaking, but it will polish it, make it work better with the new features that Apple released with their last version of Monterey. I don't think we're going to see anything more groundbreaking than we've already seen.
Well, Muller in the chat room is sharing his predictions, and I can tell what's on his mind. And if his predictions are right, it's going to be a very exciting keynote because he's calling for the see-through Mac sexy. And I do not want to know the bandwidth on the input ports on that thing. And he's also saying it's about time for the Apple sex toys. And Muller, my take on that is Apple will announce their developer platform for Apple sex toys. And then we'll get the official release this fall just in time for the holiday buying season. Yeah.
Just as long as people don't get stumped on it. Sorry.
But I tell you, the security features on Apple's toys are going to be great, and we're not going to have stories like one that I brought to the big show a year or two ago, where someone had a cage for the. Can you believe we're talking about this? Anyhow, someone had a cage for their genitals, and this is a thing. And it was remote control, where you could use an app to control whether or not it could be unlocked. So the idea is you are wearing the cage and someone else has the app to control it. And it turns out it was completely hackable, and someone broke into someone else's account and permanently locked the cage while it was on someone.
And it's a hell of a genius bar appointment, that is.
I know.
Yeah. Hell of a genius bar appointment.
Yeah.
I just want to point out, IMMAX does service those kind of issues, so have no fear.
Yep. So if you're stuck in your cage, Iman Max can help get you out.
Yeah. Joe sort of deals with all of that, so should be a problem.
I've got this image now of someone walking in to your you started this. You're right. This is on me. But I've got this image of someone walking in to your shop, and they're kind of waddling like you just reach below the counter and pull out a couple latex gloves. Psh, psh, how can I help you?
Voice a bit.
Face mask down. Ugh. Oh yeah. I can't get the image out of my head. I really wish that there was something strong in this mug right now.
This is
I can confirm that didn't happen. Dear me.
Anyhow, all right. So what do you think about iPad OS 16? He says, pretending like he's bringing the show back on track. Mm-hmm. What do you think we're really going to get from that?
I hope something more with the platform itself. I mean, there are a lot of complaints about Apple. You know, they separated the platforms a few years ago, and you really haven't seen much traction with iPad OS. They need to make it, you know, more Mac OS like, I would say, but to have a lot of the features that Mac has, but keeping it secure, because you know that's always Apple's been complaining of the fact that they have to leave Mac OS as it is because of if they put the security that they're putting in for iOS and iPad OS, the Mac OS would not be a good experience. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping to see more, you know, with iPad OS. I don't know what you guys think.
Yeah, I'd certainly go with that to a point. I think obviously I deal with a lot of different iPads and iPhones on a daily basis,
right.
And they are, I know they're called different things, but they're very similar, and the functionality is very similar. You know, there's a finite few things that are different on iPad, a finite few things that help with multitasking, but other than that, they are incredibly close to each other. And I do think there's a lot more they can do with iPad. As you say, because one of their big things when the iPad Pro came out, and, you know, especially the later ones with the Face ID, your next laptop isn't a laptop, or your next MacBook isn't a MacBook. And I do think there's a lot more that they can do with that, certainly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I'm hoping happens. We have a hardware platform in the iPad that I feel is completely hobbled by its operating system, because it's capable of so much, and yet the operating system is still, for the most part, iPad or iPhone OS on a big screen, and we're missing the features that will make this into like a more pro machine, but also we're missing the apps from Apple that show they're treating this as a pro machine. So what we need, and I think this is something we've all said before, what we need to see are Apple's pro apps on the iPad.
Final Cut's way overdue.
It's way overdue. Right. And the fact that the, in, at least in my opinion, the Pro Video app on the iPad is LumaFusion, and not Final Cut, is just shocking. Now, granted, I love LumaFusion, and that's actually where I do all of my video editing, even though I have this massive 34-inch wide screen in front of me right here for my Mac. Yeah, that's an iPad thing because LumaFusion is so good. So, yeah, Apple needs to address that. Yep.
There's hope.
Yes. All right. Anything else you're expecting to see at WWDC?
Just the usual developer stuff. I mean, you may find out some other things, but it'll be interesting. It always is every year.
Mueller's calling for a hugging machine. Oh. Mueller, I'm already here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And every year that I've been at WWDC, there has been a hugging machine. So, you know, just ask around and you'll find that it's true. Okay. So next story, Apple has announced their shows that they are renewing and the shows that are not getting renewed for the next year. And the list I'm finding to be very interesting in that, hold on, I have to scroll down back to where it is in the article.
All the way at the bottom.
All the way at the bottom. Okay. So, excuse me, the article that's in the chat room, this is from Variety. By the way, thank you, Dave, for finding all the articles. So this is from Variety, and it has the lineups for I don't want to say all, but most of the different networks, and for Apple TV, what I'm finding really interesting is that their lineup is basically all renewed. They have one show, Tiny World, no, two shows. Tiny World and Home Before Dark, that they're still determining if they're going to renew those. And the only show that, oh, wait, there's three, huh? Schmigadoon is also to be determined. The only show that's actually canceled right now is Little Voice. And Dave, you were saying that's because of the production team or the actors?
I thought it was the actors. Actually, Kelly was the one that probably bought
that. Oh, okay.
More than I did, but I thought it was somebody. I'd like to look about. You know, let me look here. You can go ahead and go to the next one here. But I thought it was one of the actors that couldn't do it anymore. Or maybe it was production. It's probably production because there's not a lot of big names in that show.
Yeah. So. Yeah, so the point being, this show...
That's right. It was Sarah Bareilles. She's the musician that's in there. And I guess she's a big influence of this show. She didn't have the time to do it.
Okay. And yeah, so the show, it isn't actually being canceled by Apple for ratings. Mm-hmm. It's this one's outside of their control. All right. So for what's being renewed, which is basically everything, what are you looking forward to seeing?
Well, of course, Ted Lasso.
Right. That's the one.
That's a no-brainer. You know, I like the morning show. I'm looking forward to, they left a little bit of a hanger for the season two. They had a heck of a time for the production in season two because that was right in the peak of the pandemic. So, mm-hmm. and they represented well with the pandemic-related plots and twists. So it's going to be interesting to see where that show goes. You know, Carpool Karaoke is always fun to watch. That's amazing. It's at season five now. That's a lot of fun. Mythic Quest is another one that's already been renewed through season four. So mm-hmm. I believe they're on season three right now. So that was an automatic renewal. So I mean, I think their TV production, their TV series are a nice expansion of what they have here. Probably look to get more. I wouldn't be surprised. Obviously, with with Coda winning Best Picture in the movie side of things, you know, they're going to obviously be getting a lot more movies, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, there's some good shows. A couple I'm not a huge fan of, like Trying. I'm not sure why that's so popular, but it seems to be a lot of people like it. I'm not a huge fan of that. And C is good. And then For All Mankind's going to third season now, which is great.
Yes. Okay.
Foundation's another one.
Right. So my take on the show lineup on Apple TV Plus, I think, is in stark contrast to Mueller's, because my take is Apple has a really strong, diverse, and good show lineup on their service, whereas Mueller, generally speaking, looks at what is on Apple TV Plus, and I think that his word of choice is crap, and that's okay.
But he did say Coda is brilliant, so
right, he did, and he thought Mythic Quest was okay. He thought Banker was okay. You know, there's that. And of course, everyone loves Ted Lasso, even Mueller. So when I look at these shows and I look at Apple's team that they put together to build up their stable of content, it tells me that Apple did it the right way. They went and found the people that really knew how to go out and shop around to find the good content, and they let those people do it. And the result is we have this lineup of shows where I don't like everything. And that's great, because if I like everything, that means that Apple has created a lineup that is too focused. Mm-hmm. And instead, they've created something where there are different things that we can all have some interest in, and they're renewing everything, basically. So that tells me that they're picking the right shows from the beginning. And while there were concerns initially that Apple was launching a service that just didn't have enough content, they had a plan. And they're following through on their plan, and they're creating a service that is airing award-winning content. So that's pretty impressive.
I think it just sort of echoing that, really. You know, Apple have built a really good base of shows that obviously have a large quality to them. And you know, I think over the next sort of 18 months, 2 years, we'll start to see them grow that again. Now they've got a really solid base. People use the platform. They're happy with the content. You know, there's the stuff people dislike, the stuff people really, really like, the stuff people are okay with. And now they've got that room to sort of grow and probably increase it by 40, 50% the amount of shows that they're putting out, and, you know, really, really go from there, really. So, as you say, they've had a plan, they've stuck with it, and it's only going to grow, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think so. And I'm looking forward to what's coming next. Dave, you shared the shows that you're looking forward to seeing. For me, I have to look at the list. For All Mankind season 3. It's interesting. I got partway into season 2 and just stopped watching for a long time. And then when I went back and finished the season, I was like, holy crap, why did I stop watching? And where it ended, just like the ending of season 1, they did a great job of setting it up to make me really, really want to see season 3. Foundation, because holy crap, that's done just so well. Let's see, what else am I like really looking forward to? Those are the two that are really standing out to me.
Besides Ted Lasso, of course.
Oh, right, Ted Lasso. Yep. And I need to start watching Severance to see if I like it as much as people say that I'm going to. All right, Callum, how about you?
I think I'll be honest, I don't really watch it a lot. Ted Lasso, I am a big fan of the morning show as well. They're the only two I've really sunk my teeth into. But a couple that I do want to watch more. I do want to watch Mankind, I think it is. And I've heard good things about Truth Be Told as well. But yeah, I'm probably not the best one to ask about this, to be honest, but definitely Ted Lasso and The Morning Show. I think they're Apple's two highlights for me in that, really.
So in the chat room, Mueller says Blues should hire Ted Lasso. I have no idea what that means.
It's the football club that me and Mueller both support and couldn't do much worse at the moment.
All right, so I get it. A funny sports joke. Got it.
Yes.
All right. Hey, this show and all the others is sponsored by TSO Hosts, which is great because without them, we would not be able to stream amazing content like the Cindy's Team Cindy showing up at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't like a show with Team Cindy? Right. So they're giving us the bandwidth we need so we can live stream content to you. They're also giving us a server space we need so that we have a place to host the website and the shows so that you can go back and watch or listen at your leisure. And without that generous support, we just wouldn't be able to make any of this happen. So we really appreciate that TSO Host is here for us. Now, what they're asking that we do is just go hit social media and give them a shout out and thank them for supporting the British Tech Network. And that's just an easy thing to do. And it'll make them feel good. And hey, everyone deserves to feel good. So why not? And if you need to get domain hosting or you need to buy domains, hit them up for that too. And use the discount code BTN20. And they'll shave some off the cost for you. So thank you to TSO Hosts for being here and supporting us. Also, thank you to iMend Max. That's the place to go when you need to get your Apple gear fixed, or if you want to have your own personal gear unboxed live on the internet. They will take care of you. One of the things that I love about iMend Max is that they will fix what's actually wrong with your Apple gear instead of just doing the easy way out and pitching logic boards into a landfill. And I think that's awesome because we need to be reducing how much waste is going into landfills. So thank you for looking after the world for us a little bit. And I learned something new about iMend Max just recently, actually a couple of days ago. And that's because I follow their Instagram account. And I learned that if you have an old Apple device that you'd like to have turned into art, they can disassemble that and lay it out and frame it for you so you can hang it on your wall. And that is fracking cool. So
they didn't mention it because I forgot we did it.
Well, whoever's handling your social media did a great job because I saw it and
sucked them in.
And I was like, holy crap, that's so cool. So now I want to go steal someone's iPhone and have them disassemble it, put it in a frame for me.
It's actually David, our other engineer, that does all of that. He does a brilliant job. I've just popped a link in the chat. So I've mentioned Buy My Apple a couple of times. It's our refurb and sort of sales site. So we've got a gift section on there. So the framed iPhone is on there. It says 3GS, but we can do it with any phone. And we also do old iMac G3 lampshades as well. So they're really cool. I've made a number of those. So really neat, really, really excellent gift ideas. Really, really good.
That's just so cool. Like seriously, when I saw the iPhone in the frame, just all the components laid out, I was like, oh my God, I need this so bad. But in addition to making really cool things that I now covet, you also sell Apple Gear and you lease Apple Gear and you do data recovery. And do you have a machine of the week for us?
I do. So we've actually just had this one in literally today. And again, I'll come pop a link in there, which is good. So it's a MacBook Pro 16-inch from 2019. So it's a Core i9, 16 gig of RAM with 1 terabyte SSD. It's a really, really nice machine. It's grade A, so it's in really, really nice condition. And we're selling it for $15.99. That's including VAT and all of your taxes and whatnot. And then you get your 5% off that with your BTN discount code as well. That comes with, I believe, a 6-month warranty, which you can upgrade to 12 if you want to. It's, in my opinion, a really good deal. I just don't need one. But really nice. And it's on our website, so feel free to have a look. We actually have a pay in 3 option as well. So if you want to spread the cost out, you can do that too. So everything is there. And it's all there for you to look at.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you for being a sponsor. You rock. And I'm letting you take all the glory for that. Mm-hmm. I mean, if anyone else wants some of the glory, they have to come in and hang out with you in the
cupboard of doom.
Mm-hmm. All right. So here's the part that I've been dreading through the whole show. And this is a part where I try and handle what Patrice does for me every week, because I never bother to figure out how this whole thing works. And this is where to find the chat room. So I actually found it, and it turns out that it's exactly what Patrice says. And I have to have this open so I can actually look at the URL, because seriously, but anyhow, if you go to britishtechnetwork.com/chat, it turns out there is this really nicely designed calendar thing, and what you can do. See, Patrice, you do this so much better. You click on the day that you want, and then you can find the shows. So if you want to go and see the chat for today, in the chat room, Mueller is saying that he sorts the calendar. Okay. Well, see, look at all the new things I'm learning today. I'm burning new neural pathways. Anyhow, this all magically happens. And if you click on the day for the show you want to see, then you can find it there. And then you can see the whole chat. And that's where you find the links for the articles we talk about. That's where you'll find the links for the cool things that we share. And that's where you'll find occasionally links that Mueller puts in, and just don't click those.
It's clickbait.
And if you want to find the chat, you go to britishtechnetwork.com/chat and you navigate to the 8th of April, which is today. And I must admit, I had it open as soon as I found out Patrice wasn't coming on the show.
You know, this is one of the reasons why I love you, Cal, because you had my back that if I started floundering too much, you were right there to take over for me. You rock.
Yeah. I thought I'd pants. There we go.
Right. And So anyhow, it took a village to get through that and do the thing that Patrice just does so smooth every week. Yeah. And anyhow, there you go. And in the chat, Bob Beach is asking, where's Patrice? Patrice is off all week, and she had a company thing that was running all week. So she's been traveling. And that's why I'm sitting here floundering through the whole chat room thing. All right. So we managed to live through that. And thank you for the emotional support, everyone, as I work through my difficult time, which means that now it's time for the cool thing. And where do you know what Chuck's cool thing was? It was Team Cindy. So that brings us to Callum. What's your cool thing?
So my cool thing this week, I'll just pop it in. It's actually new to setup. It's kind of app that I like. I've used one similar before. It's called AirBuddy, and it basically gives you all of the battery life information for all of your connected devices. So your phone, Apple Watch, earphones, headphones, whatever you may have plugged in that runs on a battery, it'll tell you what the battery life for it is. Really lightweight app. If you want to buy it outright, I think it's about £10-11. It's available with setup, so if you have setup, it's there for you. Really neat little app. Only very simple, but sometimes the simple ones are the best. So yeah. AirBuddy too.
I mentioned that app before it came to setup. Of course I bought it, so sure. What can I do? But the best thing about it is the AirPods. It just does a much better job getting them connected to your Mac. It's really good.
That's right.
AirBuddy is pretty awesome, and I didn't start using it until it was on setup. But Dave, the fact that you paid for it and then it went to setup, that's like a warm fuzzy for you, because you sent $10 to the developer to support their efforts. And of course they're getting money through setup, but you were supporting them as well. So that's awesome. Cool. All right. Dave, what do you have?
Well, I'm wearing them. It's Rode.
I had a feeling, I didn't want to spoil it.
Rode just came out with a new pair of headphones. They've never had a pair of headphones. As everybody knows, I have my Rode Pod bike. You have your Rode podcaster. I have my Rodecaster Pro that I use here. So why not have Rode's headset? What is really awesome about them is the cups that are on here. I mean, they have a cool technology. It's called the Alcantara cushions. And as you might see, as I'm showing them out here, they're very cushy. I've been wearing these for over an hour. They're very comfortable. The good thing is for those like you, Jeff, that wear glasses, it doesn't inhibit and cause aches when you're wearing a pair of headphones, since that's probably where you don't wear headphones so very often. That's what's great about them too. The other cool thing is the cord. You can unattach this and move it to the left or move it to the right, wherever you happen to be. So it's got a connector on both sides. The sound is amazing. I mean, it was really designed for being monitor type headphones, but you know, I've got those type of headphones and they're not anywhere near as nice as these. This spoken word is very clear, crisp, you know, doing any podcast editing, that's a really nice thing. And for only $149 US is not bad for a pro style pair of headphones. To adjust the sides, I don't know if you could see this, but it's got a little side knob here that you just twist up and then you pull the sides up and down to fit it. So when I take them off, it always remembers where I'm at. So when I just put them right back on, they're always in the same position because of this locking piece here that just twists up, slide it down, and then you lock it back in place. So really nice pair of headphones. I've been very pleased with the sound. And again, they're not going to be like a Bose or QC35 with, you know, you're paying lots of money for. Those are the wireless headsets. But of all the studio monitoring type headphones, I think this is probably the best ones I've had.
I'm looking forward to trying them out. I ended up going with Westone UM series. I forget which model this is. It's one they don't make anymore. and it actually costs more than the Rode headset. Yeah. And the sound quality is amazing. I mean, it is exactly what I want for studio monitors for doing shows, because it gives me that really good neutral sound, and I never get distortion off of them, and they sound great. So having something that's comfortable, that's over the ear, would be really nice. So I'm really looking forward to.
Oh, and I also forgot to mention this padding up here keeps it very comfortable too. Mm-hmm. So when you have it on top of your head, I mean, because a lot of headphones have the really thin band. No, they added the same padding like they have in the ear cups as well. So they thought this through well. It's from Australia. Come on. I like to buy a product from Australia.
Yeah. Yep. Rode makes great stuff.
They do.
Awesome. Okay, so my thing this week is a TV show, and it's the new Marvel TV series on Disney Plus, and it's Moon Knight. And holy crap, it is really good. So there are two episodes out so far, and the premise of the story is you have the main character who's someone who has dissociative personality disorder. And it's just this guy, and he's played by Oscar Isaac, and he's like really good. Well, he's good in everything, but he plays this guy that works at the big museum in London, and he's just kind of sheepish, and he works in the gift shop, and it turns out that he has no idea about this other personality that he has, and this other personality is apparently not that good of a person, and also has some superpowers. And so Bob Beach is going, not another superhero show. Yes, it's another superhero show, but it's more about the personality, multiple personalities that this guy has, and the person that doesn't know about the others trying to come to terms with the whole thing that's going on. And so Bob Beach is asking Jekyll and Hyde. Yeah, a little bit of Jekyll and Hyde feel to it. But a lot of Egyptian lore and mythology, because there it's like Egyptian gods are kind of in the background making different things happen. And Ethan Hawke is in it as well. And he plays a wonderfully creepy guy that crosses paths with Oscar Isaac's character. And okay, so Bob Beach is saying he'll try the show, and if it's crap, he'll blame me. It wouldn't be the first time I have to take responsibility for someone's disappointment. I'm really liking it, because it's not just let's put on cool looking costumes and go fight the bad guys. This is about a guy that has serious mental issues and doesn't want to be a part of any of this. And all of this stuff is happening around him, despite what he just wants his life to be, which is the gift shop guy at the museum. So Disney Plus, and two episodes so far. And I'm enjoying it. All right. So that brings us to the part where if Team Cindy were here, they would tell us where to find them, which apparently is sitting in Chuck's car.
Mm-hmm. Rental car.
In his rental car. That's right. So if he messes it up, not his problem.
No.
That's why you get a rental car. So Callum, where can people find you?
You can find us and everything we do at IMMMax. I nearly forgot then. At IMMMax.com. We're on all the usual socials at IMMMax. I'm in the Slack room. I'm also on Twitter at @BoHaraCallum. If you've got any questions, anything you need any help with, just reach out, and we'll always do our best to help. Brilliant show. Didn't go too far off track apart from the middle bit and beginning and the end. But other than that, it was pretty perfect.
Yeah, it was going great before we started recording, and it'll be back on track by the time we're done recording.
Perfect timing. Lovely.
Perfect timing. Awesome. Dave, where can people find you?
You can find me at In Touch with iOS at intouchwithios.com. We are closely approaching the 200th episode of our show, about 2 weeks from time from as we record this. You also could find me on the YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/DaveG65. I'm on Mac Voices Live on Tuesday nights. The last 2 weeks, we've had a lot of fun because Chuck has been brave in allowing me and Jeff to be the interim hosts. So it'll be interesting to see when those ever get out. So it's recorded a couple weeks now.
Or if they get out.
If he looks at it, I was like, well, what the hell are they thinking? We had fun. So... but every Tuesday night, Mac Voices Live. It's 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, anytime where you are. You also can find me on Twitter at DaveG65. And yes, Jarvis, you did a great job.
Well, thank you. And I have to say, the hosting for Mac Voices Live while Chuck has been gone, it's really been pretty much you, and you've been doing a great job with that.
Thanks.
All right, so you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I am Jay Gamut, both places, youtube.com/JayGamut for my videos, and Tuesday evenings on Mac Voices Live. Thursday for me, lunchtime on The Big Show, and then most Thursday evenings on In Touch with iOS with Dave. Well, I guess a better way to say it is Dave keeps letting me come back. It's so weird. Then Friday mornings for me on the Mac Show, and Brian Chaffin and I have teamed up again. So we have The Context Machine, and we recorded an episode that what is today, Friday? It went live last night or this morning. And in that episode, we talk about the sci-fi technologies that we are looking forward to and hoping come to fruition. And that was kind of a fun one. Actually, they're all fun. All right. So thank you again to TSO Host for being our sponsor. Give them a shout out on social media and thank them for being here and supporting us, and use the discount code BTN20 to get a discount on the services they offer. Thank you to iMend Max for being our sponsor as well and doing awesome things like fixing your Apple gear and acquiring a Mac Studio so we can unbox it today. And when you go in, make sure that you let them know you're a BTN fan so that you get your 5% discount. And as long as everyone is consensual and it is safe to do so, give Callum a hug for me and hold it just slightly too long. And so thank you, Callum. And I'm Ben Max for being our sponsor. Thank you to I almost said the three of you, because there's three of us on the screen for me right now. Thank you. Okay. In my defense, I got a COVID booster on Wednesday afternoon, and it kind of drug me down some. So Thursday, I was having some trouble. Last night, which would have been Thursday night, when I went to bed, I felt like I had the flu. It was really hitting me, and it was a rough night. The upside is that I know that my COVID vaccinations are working because my body responded to the booster just as it should. But boy, it's been rough. Mueller says he's had four shots now. Mueller, this was my fourth shot, and this is the one that I actually felt kind of sick from, and I'm not complaining. I'm taking that as a really good sign, and I have not had COVID once, and I'm going to do my best to keep it that way. Anyhow, so where was I? Oh, you two, thank you for being here and being just awesome to hang out with and being such a fun panel. And thank you to everyone that's with us in the chat room. You are making this just a wonderful day for me as well. All of you absolutely rock. So thank you. If you're watching live, but you're not in the chat room, hey, still love you. Glad you're here. And if you're someone that watches later on or listens later on, thank you for being part of this as well. All of you rock. And I think I've gotten through all the stuff now and even bragged about having another COVID booster. So go me. Hey, everyone, don't forget to come back next Thursday for The Big Show, and then Friday for The Mac Show. And I believe that all the travel stuff that's been going on and keeping some of our regulars away, like Chuck and Patrice. That'll all be done, so you'll be seeing more familiar faces. So everyone have an awesome weekend, and we'll see you next week.